Good afternoon. My name is Thomas, calling from Tri's office. How
are you?
Yes, this is Mary Olson. I received a call from Thomas.
Yeah.
So I'm returning the call.
Yeah, so we received your call, regarding billing concern. Do you have any billing concern regarding your thing? Medical group, your office. Do you have any billing concern? Because we received the voicemail, and in that voicemail you stated that you need access. So what are the things needed to happen?
On was it yesterday when I called?
Yeah,
it's about a bill that I received from Quest because a code was done wrong, and I needed it to be corrected so that the insurance will pay that bill.
Okay. Can you give me the
date?
Yeah, go ahead. 1954.
I tried to resolve this way back, and nobody returned my call on it from there. But I need this taken care of because I can't afford $300-some-odd out of my pocket just to pay for something that could have been corrected if they had done the code right for the blood work that was done for vitamin D. The code is wrong.
Okay, can you give the date of birth once more time?
1954.
Mary Olson?
Yes.
Okay, in your system, I can see that there is no outstanding balance towards patient responsibility.
From Quest, there is.
I'm sorry.
Quest is the Quest who did my blood work is telling me that I owe them $300-some-odd because the coding is wrong.
I can see here in your account there is no patient outstanding.
Not with the doctor's office, no.
But the lab
is back in, I think it was November 2024, Jessica did the blood work.
Yeah, can you just ignore your bill in your account? I can see that there is no patient responsibility, so no need to worry about it.
Not with Quest? The lab work?
Yeah, and also for that lab work, you don't own any amount. We submitted a claim to the insurance and we received the payment.
Yeah, but Quest said... But you're with the doctor's office, right?
Yeah.
I know I don't know anything with you, but I do with the lab. Quest Lab is saying I owe this money, not you.
Oh,
not the doctor's
okay.
office, but Quest. And it was for the vitamin D blood work that she requested to see how my vitamin D was, and for somehow it got coded wrong. They didn't use the correct code, and I needed to get corrected and sent in to TRICARE and let Quest have a new code so I don't owe this money.
But you don't own any amount.
Yeah, I don't owe the doctor's office any money. But for Quest Lab,
I do.
And I'm not going to pay it because the code was wrong. And I talked to TRICARE yesterday, and they told me that if y'all would let them know the correct code for the vitamin D, whatever the code is, they can get it resolved with the Quest Lab.
If can you give me the date of service? November 21st.
It was in November of 2024 when I went to the Bedford office to do a when I went to see Jessica. But I think, I can't find my paperwork. I put it up, and now I don't know where I did it. But they're saying I owe this money, and I'm not going to pay it. And I do keep getting a bill from y'all's office for $30.52.
No. For that $30.50... How much? 52 cents. Kindly ignore that bill. We just made the changes in your account, so you don't own that amount. So you don't need to pay that amount, $30.52. So kindly just ignore that bill. No need to worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what about my husband? He got a bill saying he was past due.
Can
for $91,
date of birth.
His is 5/27/38.
Robert?
Yes. And I think he tried to, I don't know if he paid it or not, but I told him not to, that this was supposed to have been taken care of, but we keep getting these bills, and I think he paid it.
Just a second. Okay, to your husband account as well, I made the changes, so you don't own any amount. So kindly just ignore your bill current you have right now. So in your husband account as well, there is no outstanding patient. It's a $0.
Yeah, but I think he paid it. He paid a bill from there. And I told him not to pay it. But he went ahead and paid it.
Just a second. Yep, $30.52. And yep, so for that $30.52, it's yeah, so that is the credit balance.
Okay, this statement balance is from 7/22 of 2025, and it says $91.56, and he's like, it's all for $30.52, and it's like 90 days past due.
No, I just made the changes in your husband account, and your husband doesn't own any amount. So,
did you receive anything from him paying it?
Yep, I also received the $30.52. That is a credit balance that your husband has. If any amount in future that was applied to our patient responsibility, that $30.52 we have in credit.
I'm hoping we don't get any more of these bills.
Yeah, sorry for that, and I just made the changes. So you don't receive any further bill regarding this date of service.
I just don't understand. Is it because they call and ask how you're doing?
I'm sorry?
Is it because a nurse from the office calls to check up and see how we're doing?
I don't understand really. For which one?
Because that TRICARE was the one that told me about it. She said it was because we were receiving calls from y'all because of a chronic condition, and y'all would call and check up on us. And I'm going, I don't understand why we would get that, because we both go to the doctor every 30 or every 90 days for a checkup on our condition.
Every month I can see here in your husband account, it's written that there is a chronic device they use, right?
No, he doesn't have any device. I don't have any device.
Yeah, so right now I don't see any outstanding balance into your account. So no need to worry about it, and sorry for the inconvenience.
Hello, Mary.
Mary Lou.
Mary, it's supposed to be Mary Lou.
Okay, so I'll tell my husband if he gets another bill, he's not to pay it.
Yeah, sure. You don't own any amount, so no need to worry about it. Just kindly ignore the bill.
All right.
Yeah,
I will tell him for in the future, don't worry about it. Just shred it and get rid of it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your help.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. You too.
Yeah.
Bye.